It is really fun to go over to Central Peninsula Hospital when you're not going to see a patient, but you're going to see some of the best art that I have seen, and I do go to a few art shows here at CPH down in the Denali Room. We're talking with Brian Olds, who is the professional health nurse.
The employee health nurse here at the hospital. So employee health and wellness, actually.
It's important to have the employees here healthy because when we get sick, we need them to be strong and healthy.
Right, correct. And it's not just physical health, but also mental health. And I think that this People's Choice Art Show that we have going on, our first annual People's Choice Art Show, is actually more for mental health of the employees, to have them uplifted. And they get to see the work that other employees and volunteers do. And sometimes they don't even know that some of their coworkers are artists. And so this is the first time that they've actually been able to come in here and take a look and see some of their coworkers' artwork.
It's truly amazing, and I'm sorry it's only one day, because there is nothing that is mediocre anywhere. Everywhere I look, and you want me to vote for a favorite, I can't do that because I'd have to vote for everybody.
Yeah, I've actually had several people having a hard time trying to vote for one, so I've allowed them to, you know, split their card in half and vote for two, especially if they come down to just two choices. But yeah, there is some fantastic work around here, and I've been here for 19 years in the hospital, the employee health nurse, for a year and a half, and I'm amazed. I worked with some of these people for, you know, almost two decades, and I didn't know that they were artists, painters, sculptors, wood carvers, antler carvers, potters. You know, so it's just fantastic to be able to look around and see my own coworkers' wonderful art skills. And I'm hoping that when we have our second annual People's Choice Art Show next year, that we'll have maybe double the number of artists, hospital artists, because they can come down here and see what their peers do and get inspired. And maybe they already do artwork, but they're a little shy, and maybe next year they want to show it off to their peers.
That's really exciting. Now, you're professional, and is there a science now that is showing that doing art, being creative, is also healthy for your overall well-being physiologically and not just emotionally?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of research to prove that, you know, art is very therapeutic. People who, it can de-stress. In fact, the reason I got into pottery 10 years ago is because I worked in an emergency room, and emergency room nursing can be very stressful, and I needed some way to you know, de-stress when I went home. And so I started doing pottery, and I think several of my coworkers that are also potters worked in the emergency room with me and did the same thing, just a way to de-stress. And so it's both emotional wellness, and I think in a way some art is actually physical as well. Like being a potter is a physical chore as well, because you can,
nothing like getting your hands in the dirt and in the mud to clean out your mind.
Right, absolutely. So I mean, everybody here, I think anybody that does art here is going to tell you it's therapeutic, both for their mental health.
Okay, so the People's Choice, is there going to be a ceremony and a little celebration for the winner?
Yeah, I think we decided it was going to be more bragging rights, because we aren't going to give out awards every single time we do a program around here for our healthy lifestyles. But I think what we decided to do is just pick the top three vote getters and just make an announcement in the hospital and have bragging rights for, you know, whoever that those three artists are.
Getting back to the healthy aspects of doing art, now, every one of these are professional and could hang in any art show that I've ever been to. But if I'm not really talented, or if I'm not really gifted in being able to make something really look good, is it still therapeutic for me to get my hands in the mud, so to speak, or get on a piece of rock, or get some watercolors out and just do something?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people shortchange themselves with their ability. So I think, yes, you have to start doing something as if you want a way to de-stress yourself, or just for your overall mental health, you know, doing watercolor, or, you know, making pottery, or carving, or whatever you want to do, and start from the beginning and work your way up. I think a lot of people are way more talented than they give themselves credit for. I think we have a lot more artists out there than people want to acknowledge.
Maybe some of them are sitting on the couch now, to get up off the couch and get your hands in the paint, in the mud, or make something that's pretty.
Right. Yeah. So that's what this is. I'm trying to encourage other people in the hospital to come down here and actually pick up art, and or if they're already artists, to display their art. We have a few people here that this is the very first time they've ever displayed anything, and they're a little bit anxious about it, but this is a really good setting for it. There is nothing going to come from this. There's no criticism. I even allowed people to go anonymous if they wanted to. I literally said, you can put your work in here anonymously, and I will offer that again next year.
Okay, so we're going to have to wait another year to be able to see the next show?
Yeah, it'll be another year. But I'm so far the turnout's been fantastic, and I'm actually pleased. We also have a bake sale fundraiser for Bonusly Points for employees, because healthy lifestyles, currently we have a step challenge going on that's plateaued, kind of like a couch to 5K. 3 months ago, we started at 5,000, then we went to 6,000 steps, and this month, 7,000 steps, and then next month is going to be 8,000 steps average, and then they're going to split the we had 50,000 Bonusly Points, which is $5,000 in cash, divided amongst all the people that finish that challenge. And so this fundraiser we have going on, bake sale fundraiser, is to bring to make more money for Bonusly Points for future healthy lifestyle challenges.
Brian, you're doing a great job keeping the people healthy who keep us healthy over at CPH, the People's Choice Art Show. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that well-painted sound of KSRM.